broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
If I learned anything in grad school, is to fucking get people to define when they say terms.
Yeah.
Oh, like when they, like, I remember my big project was like at risk youth. And then the professor was like, define at risk. And I was like, well, everybody knows what the at risk is. And she's like, define it. Define it. I was like, fuck. And it was a grant writing class. And so she's fucking defined it. Like, you have to make it as specific as possible if you want to get that grant. And mm-hmm. I was like, and it was like mind blowing. It was good. It was good.
Everybody has a different definition of something.
Yeah. Of course.
And that's what I hate, man. Remember when they used to say, like, oh, I was shook.
Yeah.
You know, like when they say some shit like that. You know what that means, Carlos?
Shook?
I know you're 34, so you should be saying these terms.
Oh, yeah. I still speak that way.
Okay.
Like, I'm shookish right now.
You're shookish right now.
Not shooketh.
No, shook is like fucking like surprised.
And shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they keep saying bullshit like that, but usually it's just like, oh, I was surprised. Right. But it's not like when you're talking about it, I was shook. I was like, man, I was like shaking to my core, or I was afraid, like really afraid, you know, or
but that's not
something traumatic happened.
And fucking there was a song, Elvis, I'm all shook up. Uh-huh. So what was his definition of all shook up? Probably hard.
Maybe.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, because he was talking about a girl, I think.
Like he saw a girl naked and he was all
shook
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. what I say all the time.
Yeah.
Girl, you got me all shook up.
You just see naked girls all the time?
Every day.
All the time?
Every day on my phone.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what? My phone, man. Fuck my... The site that I typically visit, like, they got me to stop.
Pornhub?
No.
Oh.
I visit a different site.
Oh, okay. YouTube. No, you porn.
No.
X-Hamster.
X-N... XX.
Oh, that's an old one, bro.
Okay, well, fuck. Okay, call me old. Okay, I'm old.
The fuck?
But their ads now, they're like, one of the recent ads, it was like, stop jerking off like a sad teenager. And I was like, man, fuck you. And I turned that shit.
How'd you know?
I was like, fuck. And they want you to go to some site, like, oh, come bang the single moms who live down the street from your house. And I'm just like, man, fuck you guys. Like, I'm their sad teenager.
There's single moms living across the street from you?
Oh, like it,
like in your neighborhood?
The ad claims, oh, we could pinpoint exactly where you're at, and the fucking, there's single moms or horny women or
hot singles.
Yeah, hot
just
singles.
Just waiting to have sex with somebody.
Absolutely. That's what they always say.
With yeah. you, actually.
The that's wait, what they say.
They're waiting to have sex with you.
With you specifically.
Yep.
That's amazing, bro. Yeah. I didn't know that they wanted to have sex with me.
No, everybody wants to have sex with you.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I mean, well, how come they don't just say when they pass by?
Well,
because they're shy.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. So I need the app to fucking get them to talk to me.
Exactly.
Yes.
See, that's bullshit, man.
It's bullshit.
I agree.
Fuck that. Did you ever fucking think when you saw that ad, huh, are there really single women out there that want to fuck me?
I did think that.
You step outside your house and like.
You're thinking, okay, which neighbor is it?
How do they know?
And then you know all your neighbors and they're all old ladies and shit. Which one is it?
Man, around here, I ain't gonna lie, man. There's like ladies that are overtly like friendly.
Oh,
all the fucking time. One of them, so like she doesn't live too far from here.
Uh-huh.
When her husband was in the vicinity, she was trying to hide, saying hello to me.
Oh
no,
I'm not kidding.
What do you mean hide? Like hide behind like, him? Behind
like,
a tree?
Like kind of like shy and like had her hand down here and saying hello. Like
that's because she must be masturbating thinking about you.
No,
because
no,
she has thoughts it. In her head uh-huh. of like, oh my god, if my husband makes this, if he sees, then he's gonna might question it, and then my dirty mind is gonna take her there. Because she must be jerk masturbating.
I hope not, man.
She may have called out your name at some point.
Oh no, yeah.
No, I hope.
I hope he doesn't come and introduce himself.
I don't need that kind of a problem in this neighborhood.
Bro. Oh no, because you know what? Thinking about it, like if I was a girl masturbating and I came to orgasm. Cherokee!
No.
Oh, that would fucking, that's because your name ends with a vowel.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's easy to fucking
it's easy
orgasm
to,
that way.
And elongated.
Yeah. That's
no,
right.
I don't need that kind of a problem, bro.
Well, then stop fucking your neighbors, bro.
I'm not fucking, but no.
Well, you just said the
you
one.
You just said, and then you have another one in the front here, Ms. Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ms. Johnson over here. I remember. Yeah. I know. Didn't you say there's a reverend that comes by here that visits Miss Johnson all the
time? No, it's Miss Parker.
Miss Parker. That's right. It is Miss Parker. You told us about Miss Parker.
Yeah, Miss Parker. She doesn't fuck with me, man. She likes reverends.
Oh well. I mean, I'm sure you could go online and become a reverend.
I, you know what? I tried, bro, but you know, I don't smoke the devil's grass, man.
No.
Did you ever ask her, hey, Miss Parker, when are we gonna? When are we gonna fuck, Miss Parker?
What was that, sweetie? What was that?
Oh no, nothing.
Are you afraid of your husband?
Hell yeah, man.
Why?
Because that motherfucker's like 4 feet tall,
He'll bite off your ankle.
Hell yeah, man. I ain't fucking with him, bro.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
I don't believe you.
I don't either. you know why?
Why?
Because no one's here to ask.
That was me. I should ask.
Oh, it is.
And
you.
I was getting ready to say, oh, yeah.
All right, let me ask.
I was going to drop an octave and everything.
Even the lady fellas?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Especially the lady fellas.
And then the oh, yeah. After.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Okay. See, that's why you failed your audition for the fifth fella. Yeah.
Well, no, you guys are bullshitting.
What?
You guys have been bullshitting. You've been pulling all of our legs along this whole time.
No.
Because there was never an opening for a fifth fella.
No, there was.
There wasn't. Barlow's is the fifth fella.
Oh, well, that's right. It was really to replace fella number two. but then fella number two decided to come back. So now, I guess, fella number six?
So the sixth fella.
Man, you guys so were janking our chains this whole time. Also, I feel for you, man. Fuck.
All right. How about we call you guys auditioning for the alternate fella?
The alternate fella.
Right?
I like
you know
that.
How they have alternate that's
no,
jury duty?
No, I don't want to be an alternate fella because that's kind of like he, her. I want to be a fella. I don't want to be an alternate fella because then people might think I'm an ultimate fella.
No, female fella. No, bro, you get
lady fella.
You get all of the benefits of the fellas, but you don't have to show up every day.
Right.
Well, you guys don't show up every day.
Okay.
Well, every week. Well, speaking of, you know, you only hear three voices today. You know, it's Jericho, myself, and Chavo, because two bitches are missing today.
Wait, hold on.
Well, I think from listening and being a listener for so long, I could easily identify one of the bitches as Shomar.
Yeah.
Well, that's because that's like, I feel like his name should be Bitch instead of Shomar.
No, come on.
Barlow's, that's what he refers
to. No.
That's
hold on.
It should be, I won't suck my dick, bitch ass Shomar.
No, that's not, that's besides the point. Just because he doesn't want to suck his own dick doesn't mean that he's a bitch.
What? Why not?
No, it just doesn't mean that. It's a preference, bro. You know, like you have your own preferences.
Yeah.
He still doesn't want to suck his own dick?
No.
Of course not.
Golly. Shomar, what are you? Stop being a bitch.
I think he's gay.
He might be.
Wait,
he might be gay because he doesn't want to suck his own dick.
I think he's gay as
fuck. That doesn't make any sense.
The logic is sound.
It makes no sense.
It is.
Who turns down a blowjob?
See? You didn't see it that way. Who turns
down a blowjob?
I didn't see it that way.
Yeah, an everyday blowjob. You wake up in the morning with Wood, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the best medicine for Wood?
It's a blowjob.
Right.
See? Okay, now I'm kind of changing my mind a little bit. All right, I see it. Now I'm bored.
I mean, think about it. Every female that's ever offered you a blowjob, have you ever turned one down?
Oh, never.
Hell no.
No.
The fuck?
No. No. So that's why, hey, man.
So, Shomar, when you say you don't want to suck your own dick, you're turning down a blowjob from a female. Think of it that way.
Yep. With your soft lips.
This is Ramon
Steps
Hernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
And Victoria's, we're not gonna talk about Victoria's.
Why not?
Cause he's boring.
Victoria's is a fan favorite.
Why isn't he here? Bullshit, is he?
I think he was.
I thought it was me.
Well, you are too. And Shomar's a fan favorite.
What?
Yes.
And you?
Well, no, everybody but me.
Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Oh, man. Nah, Victoria's is cool, you know. Why isn't he here?
I don't know. He says something about
his back.
Oh, is that what it is?
Probably spasming again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been trying to suck his own dick, so you know.
I would think it's easy for him since he has such a big dick.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's what
he's. But he's tall as fuck.
Right.
I remember playing basketball against him and fucking trying to post him up, and I'd have a fucking dick imprint on my back, like from him, like guarding me and shit. It was horrible.
Right.
It was horrible.
Was that the 1 year he played? Because that motherfucker only played like one
time. Yeah, it was the 1 year he played.
He retired after that shit.
And he was sorry. I was like, oh. Yes. It was easy to score on Victorious.
Fucking Victorious. Fuck. Waste
of hype. We got big dicks, so you got that going.
Hey, this is Pax.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, so fellas, man, I just wanted to ask you guys, man. I got a daughter, I got a son. Well, my son's only two, so he doesn't give a shit about school or nothing.
He's not there yet.
He's not there.
He's almost there.
No, he's
right. Two more years.
Monster trucks. That's all he cares about. Monster trucks. But my daughter, she just started second grade, and fuck, man, I remember back to school shopping consisted of like finding some church that was had some type of clothing drive, and then us going to that church and picking out clothes that fit us. Like initially, and then after a while, my parents got established. They got their green cards and they got regular jobs. Mm-hmm. And then we go to the thrift store, and then that was our back to school shopping. So that was cool. We kind of got, and then I got a bunch of hand me downs. I'm the baby in the family, so I'm like now, and we're better off than our parents were. And like I'm trying to instill in my daughter like to stay humble and not try to keep up with trends and not try to keep up with like the latest fashion, the latest shoes and stuff like that. To avoid her from like having this mentality of I got to keep up with the latest things and I've got to be in with the cool girls and stuff like that. So it's, you know, I know, Jerky, you don't have any kids, but Barlos, you do. You have a daughter, right?
Yeah, and my daughter just turned 12, fucking seventh grade. So, you know, she's all fucking exposed to all of that shit, all the fucking latest trends and everything that's happening. But she isn't the type of kid that's asking for everything. She's not, you know, she's not spoiled. She's not spoiled in the sense that she doesn't come to me to ask for stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that spoils her because I'm like, babe, let's go get you some clothes. Let's go get you some shoes. Let's get you some shit for your hair, you know, whatever.
Sure.
I'm the one that's pushing her. So I think it has to do with you as a parent who isn't pushing that on them. Right. You know, there's parents out there that it's all about the fucking latest shit, you know, latest fucking phone, latest fucking car, the latest fucking Louis Vuitton purse, all that shit, the nails and the makeup and all that. It's you know, it's the parents that kind of push that agenda.
Like they don't want their kid to be labeled la fea,
right?
Or the one que no tiene nada,
right? Exactly.
Fuck,
right.
That's fucking horrible.
Yeah, so I think it's a parental fucking issue that people aren't realizing or they don't give a fuck.
And you know, my daughter going in second grade, so she's seven. She'll be eight in a couple of months. And I constantly tell her, you always have what you need, but you're never going to get what you always want. So it's like that's kind of what we're telling her. Mm-hmm. But we were forced to shop for her this year, even though we didn't want to, because she has shit. But she's growing. So the same shoes, you know, she's got bigger feet. Mm-hmm. She's getting a little taller, so we needed to buy bigger clothes. And so I don't want the shopping that she went on to be kind of – I don't want her to think like this is going to be – a thing every school year before the school starts.
But there's a solution for that, though, right? Have you ever heard of bounded feet?
Bounded feet?
Yes.
Like the Japanese?
Yes,
women.
Like the Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's Japanese, guys.
No, it's the Japanese.
Is it Japanese?
Yeah, they wrap their feet.
I think it was like several Asian.
Yeah, several Asian countries. They value little feet.
They value little
feet.
Like,
kind of like little toes.
Yeah, no. I know. Oh, you know what? That's what I thought you had, bro, when I first saw them.
Well, I bounded my feet.
I was like, is Cherokee going on that journey to bound his feet?
I think he was trying to become a samurai.
I was.
Samurais didn't bound their feet. Man, shut the fuck up,
It was
guys.
The women. What? It was the women. Okay, it was the women who bound their feet.
Okay, I'm like,
so you should bind her feet.
Well, I was a little confused back in those days, all right? But yeah, no, you bound their feet, and that way they don't have to wear the bigger shoe.
What the fuck?
I'm just saying, bro. It's a solution. I'm not saying it's a perfect solution.
She can wear a size 3 for the rest of her life.
For the rest of her life. Yeah. That's true.
And she can walk with like little footsteps.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll get her wooden shoes.
Yes! Amazing, bro.
Yeah, that I think back to school, the craze of back to school is fucking crazy. But I think now, like I don't know about you guys, but like I remember growing up, you see fucking the commercials on TV and fucking the Macy's back to school sale, and you see all that shit.
Mervin's, bro.
Mervin's. That's right. Yeah. JCPenney, all that shit. But now, there's fucking, who watches commercials? Everything's streamed. So
I think, yeah, they're watching commercials on YouTube, bro. You to YouTube, or if they have TikTok, or anything that they stream.
Oh fuck,
there's ads. They're all over the place.
But there's not those back to school commercials anymore.
Hell yeah, they are.
Is it really? Yeah,
bro.
All right.
What kind of shit does your daughter stream?
It all depends on the fucking on the YouTube videos they're watching. You know, if she's watching like, I mean, she watches a bunch of influencers. That it depends on what their thing is. She watches kids play video games. Mm. She watches a bunch of other shit, Comic-Con shit. Mm. And there's a lot of, they know the young people, young kids are watching those. So they all the commercials are targeted there. Yeah.
Does she have her own YouTube
channel
or YouTube, no, like her page that she like that's her own account?
No, it's my account.
Okay.
Or it's a separate account that she uses that I'm able to see what, gotcha, you know, gotcha, she's gotcha, watching. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause my kids, they watch mine. So I'm sure the algorithm must be confused, because I watch like boring geography shit, uh-huh, and science stuff, and then next thing you know, like fucking monster trucks and Bluey.
Yeah, it'll get mixed in. Yeah,
yeah. It does, so it the does. Algorithm must be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, exactly. It happens, bro. But here's the thing. With my daughter, we didn't do your traditional back to school shopping. We did, you know, with my daughter, okay, here she is spoiled. Now that I'm thinking about it, she is spoiled.
The truth, you know, comes out.
Because, you know, I'll buy her clothes, like, you know, like maybe like every month we'll go to Hot Topic. You know, that's one of her favorite stores. We'll go to Hot Topic. You know, she'll pick something out. And she doesn't go, she knows that she has a limit.
Sure.
She knows she's not going to spend $100, $200 and shit. But, you know, we'll go like every month and she'll get something, you know, something small. And you know, it'll be like that every month. So by the time school comes around, I'm like, okay, so I think you have clothes. And then, and her birthday is in July, so it's right before school.
Okay.
So she gets fucking Hot Topic gift cards or gift cards from Amazon. So all of her shopping is paid for by my friends with their birthday money.
Damn.
And as far as school supplies, a lot of the work that she does is digital.
Okay.
So tablet or online. So, I bought her the bare minimum, you know, a couple of pencils, a couple of pens, eraser, whatever, and that's it. Mm. So it was nothing. It was nothing at all.
So when they get to seventh grade, they don't need crayons and markers and glitter. And glitter and fucking glue. And glue, yeah. And pony, you still, erasers.
You still need glue. Because you want to put it all over your hand. And then
peel
like,
it off.
And then peel it off. Yeah. And then it's just awesome.
And then roll it up in a ball and put it in your mouth.
Yes!
And then sniff it.
And
yeah. That's a different kind of glue.
Yeah, is it?
Yes.
Hey, I'm just saying. In seventh grade, I was smoking weed in sixth grade.
God damn. Yeah.
So.
Sixth grade.
Horrible.
Sixth grade.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I don't think it was in 10th grade maybe when I started smoking weed.
Damn.
Well, how old is that? 14, 15? 14?
10th grade? 15?
Yeah. 15, yeah. I think I was 14 because I was a year younger. So, yeah, I started smoking weed at 14.
You fucking hooligan.
What?
I started in.
So. 2 years after you got married.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Fuck.
That's right.
That's
well,
marriage,
you know,
does to you, huh?
It drove me to smoking.
It drove you to smoking. Shit, no, I was in sixth grade. I was in sixth grade when I smoked my first doobie.
God damn.
The railroad tracks. Just outside of Stevens Middle School, West Long Beach.
I can't imagine my daughter fucking doing that shit.
But that's the scary thing.
She's in the seventh grade, dude. Seventh grade, bro.
Yeah.
Seventh fucking grade. And I'm like, fuck, the seventh grade was like the fucking toughest fucking year.
That was a tough year.
You know, for us, I think we started middle school in the seventh grade.
No, I started middle school in the sixth grade.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, at Long Beach Unified, they changed it like 2 years before that.
Oh, okay.
Because it used to be, because my older brother, he started middle school seventh, and then like a year went by, and then I started, and then I was sixth grade.
Okay. Yeah, there's still a couple of districts that don't start until seventh grade.
That's true.
My daughter started in the sixth grade middle school. So that was fucking crazy as fuck.
Damn.
Crazy ass transition for her.
Fuck yeah.
And this time around, she was like, I'm okay. I was like, baby, you want me to get off the car and go walk you to school? Nah.
Oh, wow.
It's okay.
Confident little
like,
girl.
You want me to go and take pictures of you in front of all the balloons and shit? Like, she was like, dad, come on.
Really?
Hey, man, some parents fucking overdo it, man.
Dude, those overbearing fucking parents.
Golly.
Man. I don't understand that shit.
Today was my daughter's first day of school. So we all, like the three of us, went to drop her off. And we just like walked in and took a picture like in front of the classroom because they let us go on the campus. Uh-huh. But there was a line of like 20 parents deep with their kids waiting to take a picture in front of the
arch, the balloon arch.
Welcome back, McKibben Cubs. And it was like, I was like, fuck that. No, we'll take a picture at home or, you know, whatever. But
yeah, it was my daughter's first day today, too. The traffic was fucking crazy.
Fuck, it's horrible.
No.
Insane. I had to drop her off half a block from the school because the road wouldn't fucking move. So I had to fucking back up and bust a U-turn and get the fuck out after I dropped her off.
And parents are parking in the red, blocking people's driveways. Like, you fucking inconsiderate people, man.
God damn it.
It was horrible. Back to school is a fucking mess, man.
See, the problem is, you know, the schools, they didn't account. So back in the days, kids would not be driven to school. They would fucking walk to school. Walk,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I used to walk fucking 30 minutes, 40 minutes to school.
God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Two fucking miles.
Right.
Yeah. Holy two fucking shit. Miles. Through fucking South Central.
Right.
Damn. Shit.
Exactly. So I told my daughter, babe, you wouldn't be able to walk from the corner of our block to the other corner and around that corner without fucking, without tripping out. She's like, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't. Wow. And I'm like, and I'm like, mostly it's my fault because I wouldn't let you. And I would be freaking out myself thinking, shit, she's on the other side of the fucking street. No, I got to get it. You know? So
that's crazy.
So the problem is we, us as parents, this generation, you know, we don't trust the fucking people. So we have to drive our kids to school.
Man, I know a guy that this dude is a South Central, like, I don't know if he's a former gangster. He sure looks like a former gangster. And he
he has all the characteristics.
all of them,
in the face.
That's right.
The 18, gunshot. The 18 on his cheek.
Yes. He still has his, like, when he stands, he has his feet at perpendicular.
Uh-huh.
You
nice.
Know, like that. And then
Cortez?
Exactly. And then he only buttons that one button.
That one button.
He's got three flowers on.
All the time, bro. Hairnet. Exactly. So that, I mean, that tells me, like, he's probably still a gangster. I don't know. But what
did
he tells me.
Did he try to sell you drugs?
No, he didn't.
Maybe he's not.
Maybe he's not. But he did tell me, like, man, my son wants to walk to school. It's not that far, but it's about a mile from here. And he's like, but I don't trust him that he's not going to get robbed or he's going to get his ass kicked on his way to school.
Did you tell him that this is South? It's not South Central?
I told him that. Yeah. I was like, he's like, still, I, you know, like something might happen. He just says he's not like us.
Hmm.
It was like, what do you mean?
Street smart.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He says he's gonna have his face buried in the phone or something, and he's gonna get robbed. And
yep.
I was like,
I see kids walking like that. The kids that do walk, they're on their fucking phone. And they're just walking like fucking zombies on the phone. I'm like, I could just walk up to the little bitch or to the little bastard and fucking snatch his phone and leave.
Right.
Push him on the floor, push him on the grass, and he won't say shit.
And they'd be a terrible witness. They wouldn't even know what you look like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because they never saw you coming.
No.
And nobody would try to stop you either because they'd be trying to record you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. No, back in our day,
yeah,
we used to have some kind of like
spider sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we knew when danger was coming.
Hell oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could spot a group of black fools trying to beat my ass fucking three blocks away. I'm like, okay, I see them. All right, I'm gonna make a right over
Hell
here.
Hell yeah.
What I used to see is like, they're a little excited for me to come through that little area.
Uh-huh,
you know what
uh-huh.
I mean? I think they're ready to fuck me
uh-huh,
up.
Uh-huh.
I had to deal with blacks, Samoans, and SAs. Man.
Holy shit, Long Beach was dangerous.
In Long Beach,
man.
Fuck. I remember fucking, when you see the Usos, fuck that. I remember walking down the street one time, and then I saw my brother,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, hey, man, let's cross the street.
Uh-huh.
So we crossed the street, and then the fucking Usos crossed the street, too.
Yeah.
Shit.
And I said, fuck. And then I said, all right, let's cross again. And if they cross, follow us, then they're probably going to kick our ass and take our Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
And we crossed, and then fucking as they started crossing, they were like, hey, Usos, where you going? And we're like, fuck. And then, it was like four of them. And they didn't whip our ass.
They just took
They just took our Walkmans. And, no, they were Discmen, too. Like, the fucking.
Oh.
We had just gotten them for Christmas and shit. They were, like, the ones that didn't skip.
Oh, with a 10-second delay?
Oh, they were the best,
Were you holding on to it in your hand?
Yeah.
No. Come on, man.
No. I couldn't put it in my sock.
No, you have to put it right in your pants.
I think I was changing the CD or some shit.
Oh, you fucked up, bro.
Okay, I fucked up. But took our shit, man.
But also back then, we didn't have cordless headphones either.
No, we didn't. So they knew we had it.
Yeah.
But they didn't know where it was. No. You know, so that we used to walk around with that shit. like well, in, see, on the front.
That's how you get your ass whipped. Because now they have to whip your ass to see where it's at.
I understand.
I avoid the ass whipping by just having it in my hand.
He's like, I have it easily accessible.
Easily accessible.
So when the ass whipping's going to come,
yeah,
it's right there.
Exactly.
No need to ass whip. Yeah. Here it is.
Yes. You know, self-preservation, baby. Where you wanted to get your ass whipped.
No, I was fast. So I always had to run, bro. Like if
did the CD did it skip when you ran, or you know did what? The anti skip kick in?
The anti skip kicked in after like 20 seconds, but it was a good little soundtrack for me to run though.
Oh, nice.
So you know, I was good for at least 20 seconds.
Yeah, I can't imagine my daughter, 7 years old, walking to school. I cannot. But I remember walking to school as a kindergartner, but it was like a group of us. You know what I mean?
Kindergarten.
Like my older brother who was in the second grade, and then. And then some of his friends. So there was like a good 7 of us that would walk to school.
Yeah.
So it was. So this, you weren't by yourself.
Even if that was the case right now, though, you know, if it was like 3 or 4 of her friends walking to school, mm-hmm. I still wouldn't do it. I wouldn't allow it.
Because there's always a kid that's gonna walk alone. The last kid.
Yeah.
To, you know, on the end of the road, they're the ones that walk alone. Mm-hmm. So you don't want that to be that kid.
No, you don't.
Nah. It's fucking scary, bro.
Fuck, man. And it only gets worse, I imagine. Like, I mean, she's only in second grade, so it's all cute and stuff still, you know? But
yeah, she doesn't have to worry about drugs and fucking stupid kids, you know, talking about their bodies and shit. And
fuck.
Yeah, recording people. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Oh, that's
damn.
Fucking evil.
Yeah, my daughter's already fucking, she's like, yeah, Dad, there was a kid that was recording a girl, or there was a kid that said that he was going to rape some other girl.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah,
he got in trouble, obviously. There was a kid that was like all in love with my daughter, and that he was like kind of infatuated with her.
Oh,
like last year, so he got talked to, and he, you know, he has to stay away from her.
Wow.
Well, actually, I never told you guys, huh?
No.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I was like, holy shit, the fuck, yeah. Fucking kids, man.
I'm putting my daughter in jujitsu.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I am.
It's a really good idea.
I am. That's scary because I the first boob I ever touched was in seventh grade. Yeah.
Was it during a fight?
No, it was like a girl who was, remember, it was like, hey, you want to throw a scam?
Yeah.
Right? And which, like, how do you throw a scam? Like, literally throw a scam, right?
So you threw her?
Yeah, right? That's kind of what I was, like, confused as fuck. And I was like, what the fuck?
Like, I'm going to grab your titties, I'm going to throw you for
it,
with your titties.
It was fucking weird, right? It was weird. And then you go, and then you're like, and then you see other people kissing and shit. And I was like, oh, is that what scamming is? Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll try.
And then you fucking throw a scam. And then, like, I remember touching the boob, and I was like, oh, fucking excited. It was the best. Yeah. You know?
Oh man. God. No, what used to happen was when there were fights happening, they're se amontonan, what do you call that? Like they just
gather
bunch
up.
Up. They just
bunch
gather up. Sure. So they're all like looking around. And the little kids would go and start feeling on ass and shit.
Oh yeah.
You know? Because you're all in a bunch of shit. And then another fight will break out because the girl will turn around and fucking swing at the fucking guy.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy swinging on a fucking dude. It becomes a mess, man. So I don't guarantee.
Well, now they probably all bust out their phones and start recording shit.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no bunching up no more, man.
Fuck, that's crazy, man. Fight, even fights are not the same.
Man, you know what? I don't think no one knows how to fight anymore.
Yeah, maybe not. Like, cause they all want to record it and shit like that. Like, I like fighting and then, like, yeah, you shake hands afterwards and you go play basketball.
Really?
I did. Several times.
I never stayed friends with anybody that I had a fight with.
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. You're a better man than I am.
I mean, you fucking kick my ass 3-4 times, and then, you know, you fucking get a couple hits in there, and then they stop fucking with you. Then I became friends with them.
The only time I stayed friends with somebody was when I won the fight.
Right.
So that was different because it's like, you know, everybody saw you kick his ass, and everybody knows that shit. So now it's like, okay, well, this is the guy. This is the one that I beat his ass. But we're friends, you know, because I'm a good guy.
Wow.
But, you know, fuck that shit. If I got my ass kicked, hell no. Nah, I never want to see that fool again.
Wow.
No, I did. Like 3 or 4 occasions, I got my ass beat, and then I was still, like, he knew I wasn't going to fucking back down.
Mm-hmm.
So at least he knew he couldn't fucking punk me and whip my ass and just whenever he wanted to. So it was like, all right, let's go play basketball. Fuck it. And then, you know, go play basketball or football or soccer, whatever.
Damn, man. I held a grudge, man. I don't care if I never lost a fight except for that one Guatemalan.
And with the silver teeth?
No. I didn't exactly lose to him, but I didn't exactly win. And that, to me, that was a loss.
Ooh.
He was the one that kept coming, right?
He kept coming, bro.
Oh.
He did the whole Rocky thing, like, come on. come on. And I was like, nah. And I really said no. I was like, I'm done.
Oh, see, you lost then.
No,
so
yeah,
lost.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I went back and we fought again, but there was no clear winner. And then I said, I'm done, man. I was like, so yeah, I did lose because I walked away a second time.
I said, no mas.
No, I said, no mas.
No mas.
Exactly. And there was no way I even became friends with that guy because that guy was dangerous, man. That guy, fucking, he was throwing grenades at second grade level.
Oh, shit.
Second grade?
Well, not like you third grade level.
Yeah, but he's second grade.
Second grade.
He's a year before me, bro.
You're advanced.
Close enough. I mean, he wasn't as good as you. But, you know, like, this guy, he kept coming, man. Those fucking Central Americans, man. I ain't fucking with
them.
They
got fight in them, man.
Oh, they do. Holy shit. Yeah, so, but, yeah, never did I ever think, I'm going to be friends with him now.
Hey, he would have protected you.
He would have.
Well, let's define friends. Like, I wasn't their best friends. No. But if I saw him and we were going to play basketball, like, all right, fuck it, let's play basketball. There was mutual respect.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
I wasn't fucking going to their house and playing video games or nothing. And they weren't coming. Well, I didn't have video games, but.
You kept them as an acquaintance.
Basically. I kept them as
I did not. I kept my distance because I never knew when he was going to come back at me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You never know.
You got to keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Fuck that.
I don't know when he was going to remember that. Well, there was no clear winner, so maybe he wanted a clear winner, you know?
That's true.
He's like, fuck it, I'm going to fuck him up.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
What's up?
You guys live with women, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live with my daughter.
Yeah.
All right. I live with two then.
And a hairy pussy.
No. Oh. No, wait, hold.
Whoa. Wait, let me clarify.
Whoa.
My cat.
Oh.
My daughter's cat.
A furry pussy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, furry.
Does that pussy lick itself?
It does.
Oh, see?
Oh.
See, somebody should tell Shomar that.
See?
Everybody
does it.
Everybody does it.
Everybody, bro. Just fucking join the team.
Stop being gay.
Wait, it's not being... Oh,
no,
wait.
We cleared this up already.
We did.
No. Stop being a fag.
Stop being a fag.
Oh, come on. Yeah. We never said that.
He's turning down a blowjob.
Yeah, well, that's different. All right, but no, my question was going to be about, you know, living with women.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys leave the toilet seat up or you put it down?
Down.
Down?
I even put the top down to cover the whole thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I put mine down.
Really?
I don't do the top one. I just put the one.
The feet.
Yeah.
Wow. I am terrible.
You leave it up?
About leaving it down. Yeah. I leave it up all the time, bro.
Wow. Inconsiderate.
Damn.
Is it really inconsiderate? Yeah.
But do you guys use the same bathroom all the time?
We have one bathroom that we share, and then one she has her own. On that side, and then mine has the bidet.
The bidet.
Oh.
So that's mine right there.
Well, then if she doesn't use that one, why would she care?
Yeah, but he, the one that they share.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's the one we go in the middle of the night, you know, like maybe 2 in the morning, uh-huh. during the morning, where like you're kind of like, you still got the fucking boogers in your eyes, and it's dark.
Well, let me ask you this then. Are you circumcised?
Well, I'm half moon.
What the fuck?
So like it never covers the top. It just kind of like when it's not excited, is that appropriate to say?
Sure.
It covers half, and then when it's excited, it looks like I'm circumcised. Does that count?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because that's my dick too.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what that is though.
I don't either.
Is it
a COVID mask? It's like got a mask.
When they used to wear it like below their chin?
Yeah.
Kind of like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you know, fully covered, then you got a beanie on.
Right.
But yeah, so I was only asking because I'm not circumcised. And then if I'm going in the middle of the night, like I have to be real careful to make sure I fucking pull the hair, the skin back.
Uh-huh.
So my shit doesn't just start peeing all over the place.
Oh, that happens?
Yeah. Because if the beanie's completely on,
yeah,
the fucking, it just starts fucking squirting everywhere. You're peeing everywhere.
Oh, that's terrible, bro.
Yeah, because there's obstruction.
There's obstruction.
Oh,
yeah.
I never thought about that.
So even now, like my 2-year-old son, when he was born, they were like, do you want to circumcise? I was like, no. And then I said no because a friend of ours who's our nurse and who she was actually the one who delivered the baby, she said, you don't want to circumcise. If she asked me, are you circumcised? And I was like, that's a little personal. My wife's right here. But she was like.
Next thing you're going to ask is, can I suck your dick?
And not being a fag, I would have been like, yes. You don't turn down a blowjob.
You never turn down a blowjob.
I know my wife's right here, but damn it.
But I can't say no.
So then she explained, she said, because if when you're teaching him how to go pee, if he sees your penis that's with skin and his is not, he's gonna feel different, and he's gonna like start thinking, "Wow, why do I look different than my dad?
Am I a woman?" You know,
maybe that's where it starts. Maybe that's where it starts.
Oh,
shit!
Light bulb.
Oh.
So then I was like, all right, don't circumcise him. So now, like, even now, like, we're potty training this little fool. Like, when I go pee, I go, come on, let's go pee-pee. And he'll come in the room, he'll come in the bathroom with me, and I fucking walk through, like, steps and stuff. You know, like, oh, zip down your zipper, then you got to whip it out, and then you got to pull the skin back, and, like, just go through it. And he just, like, is just fucking repeating what I say because he's talking not. And then at the end, it's like, oh, maybe sure you got to shake it a couple times and then put the skin back and
But not too many times because that means you're playing with it.
Right.
Okay.
All that stuff.
You'll know what that means in a few years.
Yeah, like 10, 11 years when you're in the bathroom for prolonged time. Uh-huh.
Like, my son is growing up.
Son is becoming a man.
Then, you better fucking wash that shit off though.
Yeah, I know, right?
I want to step on that shit.
But so I was only asking because if you're not circumcised, then you're gonna have a straight flow,
right?
And then you don't have to worry about making a mess,
right?
Back to your whole bathroom situation,
right? So no, I never make a mess. Well, no, even if I fucking don't have that obstruction,
sure,
it's not predictable. That fucking stream can start off to the side. A little bit, you know, like there's, it happens.
Well, if you're not holding it, yeah, I can pee and go anywhere.
That's even worse. But then, even if you're holding it,
and then if you've been having sex and you fucking,
that's true,
and the shit dries up, there's obstruction.
Yeah. There's obstruction.
Yeah. It goes in three separate directions.
Right. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Fuck is going on?
I don't remember having sex today.
Oh yeah, I jerked off.
Oh yeah, wait a minute.
You're better off sitting down to go piss.
No, so I always leave the toilet seat up, and
horrible.
I was, and I think she's in here somewhere. I thought I heard her, but I was only told once in my life to put the seat down, and
that's the day that she fell in.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking because that was the first and only time that's ever happened, and then I did it for about 3 weeks, and then I just kept forgetting. So now yesterday I started thinking about it. I'm like, maybe I should keep putting the seat down because it doesn't hurt. Just fucking put the seat down. What the fuck do I care, right?
Right.
But now I just close the lid. Like, that way I know.
Well, like, if you have one of those that you kind of just nudge and it kind of slowly comes down on its own.
Yeah.
But if you have one of those where you nudge and you fucking slams,
yeah,
you're going to break your shit eventually.
You know, you know what? Copyright patent pending.
Copyright
patent pending. An automatic fucking lid closer.
Oh.
Right? So your toilet knows when you flush it, and it knows that it's up. Once you flush it, it fucking closes on itself.
Hey, you could put a little sensor on there so when the fucking it sees cheeks, it knows to close.
Yeah, so it doesn't close when you're sitting on it because it knows that you're still sitting there.
Yeah.
There's got to be like a little laser, you know? If it's a clear view, close it. If there's a hairy ass, stay open.
The Barlow seat. I love it, bro.
Copyright patent pending.
Copyright patent pending.
Shit.
Damn. Hey, that's genius.
Hell yeah.
It's fucking genius.
That's
bro.
What they call me.
Genius?
Barlow.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh yeah.
So fellas, let me ask you guys this, man. Like, I've been noticing, like, when I drive home after I leave the secret location,
super secret location,
I'm on my way home. I'm gonna see a good seven to ten pop up taco stands.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Easily.
If you go down Gardendale, bro, there's a fucking delicious one right
here. Oh, I'm sure they're, and a lot of them are delicious. Mm-hmm. Some of them are not so good. Mm-hmm. So, a buddy of mine who's a police officer, one of his latest assignments was to go on a sting with the health department and kind of like, find violators and all kinds of shit like that.
Shut them down
and different things like that.
I thought to go eat.
I know, right?
Like, that's a perfect assignment.
Well, it was taco stands, not donuts.
Oh.
But so then the health department person told him, like, look, the reason why we got to shut a lot of these down is because they suspect that it's the same owner. If it's the same owner, because the setup is the same, there's a fucking white van, and they literally have the same setup for everything. The pastor, like, it's all set up the same way. And they said, we suspect it's the same person, so they just fucking mass produce the van and the carts and then send people out.
They do.
So, right. So then, in their raids, quote unquote raids, they said that they would fucking find inside the white vans, like those same plastic containers that they put the sauces in and shit like that. They would find fucking buckets like that of urine and fecus.
No.
And that's why they had, because there's no place. Where do you go shit?
That's true.
And they're there for fucking 7-8 hours. You got to piss. And so if you got to take a shit, and if I set up in front of a restaurant, if I'm the restaurant owner, fuck you. I'm not going to let you use my restroom.
No.
So I was like, fuck. And it kind of just fucked with me, because I was like, well, fuck. Like, maybe that's where they get that sauce, the extra sazon from. You know what I mean? Like,
No.
So it made me like, damn. Because like, there's some that are really, really good. And then there's some that are not so, you know, they're not so good. But so then he said, look, if it's a white van, it's probably that same fucking rinse and repeat kind of thing.
That's bullshit, bro, because you know what? I only eat from white vans.
Oh, yes, do. Hey, man. I'm just saying.
The one right there on Gardendale and Paramount, it's a fucking white van, bro.
It's delicious, bro.
It's delicious.
Hey, man.
And they don't just have tacos. They have burritos.
Quesadillas.
Fucking mulitas. Fucking vampiros. Some other shit that I've never heard of. And a couple of other things, yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm all for the hustle. I'm all for the hustle, but fuck. You know what? It got me thinking, man.
No, you know what? I don't believe it. You know why?
Why?
Because if it was true that they were fucking, that they're shitting in buckets that they use for the salsa and the fucking.
Well, I would hope it's not the same ones. Like, well, I just cleaned it. Okay. Ya acabo de lavar. Okay.
Right, because I've never gotten fucking, what do you get from fucking?
Cholera?
Cholera or fucking hepatitis from the taco stands. I never had any issues.
Never.
Have you ever had the runs?
Yeah, but from a fucking restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never had the runs from a pop-up taco stand?
Nah, never. Not even in TJ, bro, or not Mexico. Even.
Oh.
Hell no.
I've gotten from Carl's Jr., In-N-Out.
Fucking Scissors.
Yep.
Hell no.
Taco Bell for sure.
Taco Bell.
Yes. Taco Bell.
That's a given.
Yeah, it's a given.
You go to Taco Bell because you are constipated.
Because that's what you want.
Yeah.
That's outcome you're looking for, yeah.
That whole thing about run for the bird, yeah. You know what they meant.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. I don't get runs from In-N-Out, but no.
Who said In-N-Out? You said In-N-Out?
Yeah. Really? My mom once told me that she got the runs from In-N-Out.
Really?
Yeah, and then.
And you think it is genetically passed down to you?
Yeah, and soon after, I got the runs from In-N-Out.
After she told you.
After she told me. I think she fucking...
Before that, yeah. You never got the runs.
No. But
she mind-fucked you.
But Carl's Jr., though, twice. Taco Bell all the time.
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But, like, as we've gotten older, like, when you're a kid, I used to eat Taco Bell all the time.
You know what? At 34, bro, I'm kind of having more issues with food, right?
Oh,
shit. How do you guys do it? You know, you guys are for, like, 45, 48, right?
Not 48. What the fuck?
What? Hey, wait a minute. 48? No, fuck no, man.
I'm in my
early 40s. 41.
41?
41.
You're a young buck.
Yeah, I'm a young buck. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not in my 30s anymore like you.
Shit. You know what? I want to know how it feels to be 40, man.
You know what? It's fucking interesting you ask, because, like, I remember playing sports in my 20s. Like, fuck, I could just show up to the park, tie my shoes up, and fucking no stretching.
Just fucking start running.
Basketball, soccer, whatever. And now, like, fuck, 40s, like, man, my fucking knees be hurting, calves, my back. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking pain in the ass to recover from playing anything. Like, it's a bitch. So, you know, you feel it a little bit when you hit the 30s, but when you hit the 40s, it's different. So, you're 34, you'll feel it
in a couple of years. I worked out today. You know, it was an hour. It was leg day. Man, my fucking knees were burning, dude.
Damn.
God damn, bro. I do legs, man, but goddamn, this girl fucking fucked us up today. She fucked us up.
How did she fuck you guys up?
Fucking the workout that she fucking had.
Oh, it was like a class?
Yeah. It's circuit training.
Circuit training,
yeah,
nice.
Fucking move from fucking station to station. Man, she fucked us up.
Nice.
Holy shit. But anyway, go back to what, to the taco stands, bro.
The taco stands, dude. So I'm just saying, man, on my way home, like, a lot of times, like, if I come here, like, my wife would be like, oh, bring some tacos. on the way home.
Or they're there now, bro. Go to the one in Paramount and Gardendale. No, man. They're good. No, they're good.
I don't know, man. I'm fucking
the burrito.
Scared.
Get the burrito.
I'm scared.
No, don't be scared.
Get the burrito with half fucking asada and half al pastor.
Oh!
Right? Jericho just came in his pants.
Oh, man. Shit.
Uh-huh. Yes. Oh.
Half. Damn, oh. Half carne.
Oh.
Half asada, half al pastor.
Yeah,
hell
that's
yeah.
That's good al pastor there, too, bro.
Hell yeah.
I love al pastor, too. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And that fucking burrito's fucking packed.
Bro. No, I don't want no rice, no beans.
What?
Don't fucking bring rice and beans to the party. I just want the meat.
The hell's wrong with you?
I just want the meat. The meat that's juicy. Put it in both my hands.
Do you put at least fucking cilantro and onions
cilantro.
In the shit?
Yeah, that's a given. That's a given. Cebolla, mm-hmm. cilantro, and some salsa.
Okay.
And then fucking, I don't want the rice and the beans.
Really?
Fuck no, fuck no.
That's a fucking.
No.
Double meat. I need double meat.
I like the rice and beans.
Yeah, right?
It adds a little bit of that moisture to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's really good, bro.
Fucking throw some sauce in there.
No, I mean, sauce is
fucking rice
good.
And beans is with everything. You fucking go and have breakfast at a Mexican restaurant, rice and beans.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
There's fucking rice and beans for everything. God damn it. No. I want rice and beans in my burrito. Damn it. I want just meat. Double meat, cebolla, cilantro, some salsa. That's it.
Damn. Do they charge you extra for that?
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Double meat. Yeah.
Double meat.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That shit is packed, though.
Fuck yeah, man.
Fucking good. So what was the question, man? Should we shut them down or should we not shut them
down?
We're
not going to shut them down. First of all, I look for these fucking places,
hell yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah.
And now you're right. In L.A., they all come from the same place. And we know where. I know where.
Ooh.
I heard. I got the address, and my wife actually went there to go pay for catering.
Mm. Oh, okay.
On one of those. So she saw like the 10 vans that were in there.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And them cutting up like all of the things to make the salsa.
Getting ready for the day.
And yeah, they were getting ready for the day. So we know where they started from. So if you guys want to know, if your cop friend wants to know, I ain't saying nothing.
No, I wouldn't tell him.
I ain't snitching.
Snitches get stitches, bro.
That's right.
Snitches get stitches.
And I ain't doing it, bro. I'm not doing it. I ain't going to tell on our brother.
Hey, no, I'm just curious,
I ain't
going
to tell you to go to Hill Street on 3rd. Hill Street on 3rd.
That's where they all are.
No, and you know what? And it's fucked up. Like, when I saw that video of that fucking lady in the pink old Lexus. Fucked up the stand.
See, that's
that
fucked
shit.
Up. I mean,
that's fucked up. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, people will go shit on all these people trying to earn a living. I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, if you got a health permit, fuck yeah. But they don't have health permits. And you know what?
I understand that. But see, this is the way I see it, okay?
Okay.
If we're eating from a stand on the street,
yeah.
It's you. Eat at your own risk.
Right. It should be.
Sure.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Sure.
If I'm eating fruit from the street, eat at your own fucking
right.
risk. And
sure.
I fucking eat fruit from the street all the time.
And and the fruit thing is the same shit.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
one truck.
Yep.
You see them fucking loading up, and there's like three or four of them.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same shit. Mm-hmm. Eat at your own risk.
Eat at your own risk. That's what it is. It should just be that.
What's the city afraid of? That they're going to have a fucking a line of people shitting out on the street? Or what? They're like, no, that's only for homeless people to do.
Only a Skid Row, motherfuckers.
If you're not homeless, go shit in your house.
Shit in your house.
God damn
no,
it.
No, I was just bringing it up, man. I'm trying to get you guys all defensive shit, man.
Well, fuck,
I'm
bro.
Just saying. You can't take away
you're
our tacos.
You're trying to take
man.
Away our
curious.
Fucking food vendor tacos.
I'm not going
to
take nothing away
shit.
From you guys, man.
Is it because you're light-skinned? Or is that what it is?
It might be.
It might be because
I'm light-skinned. You know, both my great-grandparents are
listen,
Spanish.
When anybody walks in from somewhere else, Kansas City, for instance, that comes to L.A. and they ask, where are the best tacos? I direct them to the street taco.
Exactly,
no, I tell them King Taco.
No, King Taco is good for what
I
it is.
I tell them King Taco.
For
King
what
taco
it is.
For what it is. It's consistently good,
yeah,
but it's
it
not
is.
Street taco.
It never
it's
changes.
Not, no.
It never
yeah.
changes. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. No, we used to have these street tacos where they used to have like the mesquite little fucking grill on the side. And they used to cook the meat right on, you know, it was like fucking wood burning and shit like that. And then they would transfer it over to like keep it warm. And the flavor was just so fucking delicious. You could taste the mesquite flavor and you could taste like all the salsas and everything that it had. Like you even tasted like all of the chicken and stuff. It tasted just delicious.
Did you ever ask, oh, is this one grass fed?
I bet it was, bro. It tasted that good.
Shit,
and
man.
That whenever I had that taco, I knew that no restaurant could ever fucking beat it.
Hell yeah.
So that's why.
So maybe the lack of regulation makes it. delicious.
Even more tasty, yes. Mm. So I'll take a street taco over a restaurant taco any day.
I love
bro.
Me a street taco. I mean, I prefer burritos, but.
Because, goddamn, the other day we were at this one restaurant called Diosa.
Oh, shit.
And we ordered what was on the menu, taco. It was $12.
Damn. And for one taco?
One taco.
And one taco?
And one taco came
$12.
Out.
And it was happy price, happy hour price.
Yes.
What the fuck?
And I was like, where are the rest of my tacos? I'm like, no, it's only one taco.
It's a la carte, sir.
They said, motherfucker, there's no S there. It's not plural. Right. It's singular.
Taco.
Taco.
They're like, sir, you are at Diosa in Downey. You pay for the name and the atmosphere. And then they ring a bell.
Hey, Siri, remind me not to go fucking eat at Diosa.
Actually, Siri, remind him to go eat at Diosa because the taco was actually really good.
It was delicious.
It was delicious. The meat was fucking spectacular.
Okay, compared to the place over here on fucking, there's street taco down the street.
Oh, no, those were just as good.
No. The taste.
The Diosa was better?
The taste of the taco was really good.
Diosa.
I'm telling you, the carne asada is fucking good. Yeah. However.
Grass fed?
Fool, I think the fucking, the grass was like fucking slathered in fucking butter and fucking some shit before the cow eats it.
And some shit too.
The fucking the fucking meat is good. Mm. However, it isn't like a huge taco. It's kind of like a little bigger than a street taco. Mm-hmm.
For $12?
It is packed with meat. It's good, but you know, it's something to do maybe once a quarter.
You know, when that bonus check.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the quarter, after close your books, you know. Yeah, you know,
yeah, I got you.
I can afford a $12 taco today. Yeah. Or two $12 tacos. Yeah. They're good, but it doesn't compare to going to fucking down the street and getting a big-ass burrito for fucking $8.
Yeah.
No, even some of these taco places are crazy. I stopped at some taco place the other day. Two tacos and agua de limon. $15.
God damn.
Yeah, you got gypped.
That's exactly what I said. I said, ¿cuánto? And she said, 15. And I was like.
And pesos?
Right? I was like, fuck. I was like, all right, I'll never come back here. Fuck. Yeah. Like, it was just, they were nothing special, but I was like, fuck that. Two tacos and an agua.
Nah, usually it's fucking $2 tacos and shit, and the agua's like fucking $3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. I was expecting to pay maybe.
Six?
I was
seven?
I was,
seven maybe? Right,
here's the 10. Keep the change. Yeah, cool. Yeah. When she said 15, I was like, fuck. I had to reach back in my pocket.
Shit, last time I got some chicharrones and a fucking mango, and it was $8.
Like, what? Damn.
Yes. The bag of little burritas and shit. $8.
Where'd you buy that?
On the street.
Fuck.
Oh, from the little ladies.
You
go to Figueroa and get a hand job for $8.
Bullshit.
I mean, I've heard.
I like, is it
$8?
I'm like, wait a minute. Let's not gloss over this.
We need to do some research.
I know. Hold on a second, bro. $8? Really?
I mean, you give them 10. You know, tip them.
Yeah, okay.
You tip?
I mean,
you give them a tip.
They're providing a service.
I mean, they use hand sanitizer.
Wait, we're talking about the taco ladies, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they clean their hands real thoroughly.
Okay.
It's your boy Ernesto Grubzilla from Flashback with the Homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas Show.
Ah, fellas, I almost forgot before we leave, bro. Fucking jury duty.
Oh, fuck that. I just say I'm racist.
They finally got me.
Oh, they got you.
Oh, they got
you.
Ass.
That's what you get for becoming a citizen.
God damn, I know. It's been, how long has it been? 4 years now that I've been a citizen?
Yep.
4 years, and they finally got me. But you know what? The first thing I did when I first got the first jury summons, I did what every fucking, you know, blood fucking born American does, man.
Yeah.
I fucking got that summons, and I was like, oh, I'm a U.S. citizen. Trash.
What?
Trash.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Every time I got it, every 3 months I got it. Trash.
No.
Until I got the little postcard.
Uh-oh. Nice.
Oh. This is a warning. If you do not reply, a warrant will be issued for your arrest. I'm like, oh, okay.
Whoa.
Now it's time for me to call.
Damn.
So I called and shit.
Holy shit.
So this Monday, I called on Friday night, and I was like, man, I hope they don't make me go in.
You can go online.
I did. Okay. Oh, you have to. You have to go online and register. You have to do an orientation. So that, and then by 7 o'clock that Friday, before the day you have to report, you can check. And they'll tell you whether or not you have to go in or you just call in. And they were like, oh, yep, come in. Go to 111 North Hill Street, Los Angeles, floor, fifth floor, room 53. Like, God damn it. So damn. I had to show up.
You had to show up? Fuck, that's fucked up.
I had to fucking show up. I had to fucking wait there. I had to have my juror badge.
Did you
on.
Show up and say, fuck your citizenship, and I give it back?
You know what?
Don't tell me you thought about it.
No, I did not. Okay. Because you know what? Okay, you know, I'll get to that part. But, you know, you get there, you're sitting down, you're waiting. We waited for 2 hours before they call. So, if you guys haven't done jury duty, this is how it works. You go in, you're sitting in basically like kind of like an auditorium. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for 2 hours.
Fuck.
Then they call you, and then they come out and they tell you, okay, guys, now you're going to go up to the eighth floor, and you're going to report to Department 88, and this is where we're going. You know, you're going to go to the courtroom. So you're not in the courtroom at the beginning. You're in an auditorium. Then you go to the courtroom, and damn. That's when they start doing the
selection,
the dismissals, and all that shit. So the judge is there. The plaintiff is there, the defendant is there, and their lawyers are there.
No. Wait, what? Shit. I thought it was just lawyers.
Nope.
They're what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like
wow.
The fucking the stenographer's there, and you know it's fucking legit.
Oh shit!
So you know you walk in there and it's like, before you walk in there, you kind of like, okay, well, what the fuck am I gonna say to get the fuck out of this shit? Fuck this shit. I'm gonna say I'm racist. I'm gonna say I'm some shit.
Yeah.
But then you know the judge is talking to you about you know this and that. And then you kind of feel that pressure. We're like, shit, okay.
Did he motivate you?
No, they brainwash you to feel all civic and shit.
Yeah, right.
I do my civic duty.
Exactly. It isn't like they motivate you. They just tell you, and you have to stand up, and you have to put your right hand up, and basically.
So did you have to put your hand over a Bible?
No.
I was going to say you should ask for a Quran.
I should have.
Yeah.
I would have been dismissed like this.
Yeah. It doesn't say what book.
Wow.
Oh, I should have said, can I have the devil's Bible, please?
There isn't a devil's Bible, I don't think.
Shit.
I'm sure there is.
You never seen fucking Army of the Dead?
No.
Oh, okay. So you had to fucking go under oath.
No shit.
Yeah, so you had to put your right hand up and go under oath. And then once you did that shit, then the judge was like, okay, now we're going to start the selection process. But first, I need to know how many of you have extraordinary circumstances that will not allow you to serve in the jury.
I would have put my hand up and said, what do you mean by extraordinary?
Oh, so he says, let me remind you, having a job and working is not a reason.
I got to pay bills, motherfucker.
Yes.
The fact that your job is not paying you to serve in the jury is also not a reason. It's unfortunate that they're not paying you, but it is not a good reason. The fact that you have to, what was the other one? I forgot what the other one was, but it was something that you would have fucking been like, well, that's my reason.
Yeah.
Vacation. So, it's not kids. A reason.
So, right. So he says that shit and about, there's like 50 of us in there and 14 of us raise our hands. So I raised my hand because I realized, because he said, okay, this is going to be a civil case. So it's all about money. So one attorney is suing one of his ex-clients. Mm-hmm. So, and it's going to be a 10-day trial minimum.
Damn.
10
damn.
Days. And then I was like, okay, 10 days. And then I was like, wait a minute. I have a fucking trip next week.
Ooh.
That shit starts on Thursday. So I would have fucking been asked out.
Yeah.
But I know that if I would have said I have a trip, there was no way I would have gotten dismissed.
Right.
So I used my daughter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh. What'd you say?
I kind of said the truth.
You kind of.
Kind of. For the most part.
All right.
80% of it was true.
You were under oath.
I was, right. So I was a little bit.
What does being under oath really mean?
Well, I mean, you can go to jail for perjury.
Yeah.
If they find out you're lying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said, almost. That's lying.
Fuck. Oh, you know what? Erase it. Everything I said.
I'm sure the judge who lives in probably Brentwood or some Bel Air mansion, I'm sure he listens to Ask the Fellas. How you doing, sir? How you doing, Your Honor?
He was like, hey, Barlos, what the fuck? You better not lie to me because I ain't going to talk about it. You're going to talk about it on the show. So, you know, so I told him, you know what? So it was actually truth. All of it was true. So I said, you know, my daughter is actually sick. She has a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I have nobody to take her. Very true. True.
All right.
She had a cough and phlegm and shit, so I had to take her to the doctor. Oh, my daughter also is starting school on Wednesday, so today.
Right.
I don't have anybody to take her. I usually take off, you know, she has minimum day, and, you know, there's no one to take her. Second of all, I was like, oh, and she has therapy twice a week as well for her, depression due to the loss of her mother, and that's what got him.
Boom.
That's what got him. Well, the fact that she was sick and the school, but that's what got him at the end.
Did he start crying?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't tell him that it was online, but.
did you then tell him that you had to record Ask the Fellas and then give him a little wink?
I know. I got a show to record, too.
Yeah. I would have got you off.
No, because they end at 4:30.
So what? They don't know what time you guys record.
True. That's true.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't mention the vacation. I knew if I would have mentioned the vacation, he would have been like, that's really what you want.
Yep.
And they would have been like, fuck that shit. So I got dismissed.
So you said the truth.
Yeah, I did.
Because you didn't not say the full truth. By not saying the truth.
And so help me God.
Yes. And you didn't have to say you were racist.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. You know what? Again, while you're there, you kind of feel... I can't say that. This is pretty legit shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna say anything stupid. I'm an adult.
Since I became a citizen in 2010, I've gotten like maybe four times where I've been like, you know, I had to register, but I always delay it. Uh-huh. The first thing I do is I delay it and I look for the nearest holiday.
Uh huh.
So then if it's you know Monday, like what's the nearest, like Labor Day. So then I select that week. Uh-huh. So then I've only had four potential days instead of five.
Oh.
And then I do the whole thing. But I've never had to do it.
But you know that doesn't matter, though. If they're going to trial, sure, maybe the holiday you'll be off, but it'll extend the trial.
Well, don't fucking jinx me. All right? Next time I get one, I'm a fucking fuck. Just throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
If I never saw it, never had to report.
So the judge was like, okay, you know, I'm going to dismiss you, but you'll probably get another letter in about 10 months to come and serve again. And I'm like, oh, of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, you know, I'll be sure to respond to that one.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
So I know we're talking about going back to school and stuff. I remember maybe 3 or 4 times where my dad actually took me to drop me off, where the bus picked me up to take my ass to school.
Okay.
But, like, I have no memories or pictures of, like, back to school with my dad or anything like that. Like, I don't know. Like, he never went to any of my soccer games, wrestling matches, nothing. I don't know. Like, Jerky?
Why? What?
Good.
What? Why? Good. Why didn't he do that? Was he working or was he?
No, my dad was disabled. My dad, from the time I was 6, he had like a tumor in his brain.
Oh.
And then he fucking had to get that shit surgically removed.
Okay.
And then I think, just in hindsight, just in thinking about it, I think he fell into a depression because now he couldn't work and his social security number was now labeled as disabled.
So he couldn't
get a legit job anywhere. So, like, he fell into a depression and fucking, like, he started drinking a lot more. And he was like hustled. He would like go to bars and collect cans and cardboard and shit like that.
Okay.
And he would just sell that. But, you know, it paid him nothing. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It gave him a little bit. And whatever the little bit he earned from fucking recycling the cans and cardboard and bottles, he would fucking, and it didn't help that we lived on top of a bar. Like, you know, there was four apartments and then the bottom floor was a bar.
Okay.
Right. On Long Beach Boulevard, fucking North Long Beach. It was like hookers and fucking all kinds of shit.
$8 hookers? $8 hand jobs?
Well, maybe with the inflation rate, maybe it was only $3 or $4 back then.
Oh!
I don't know.
We can only go back.
Those were the days, bro.
But so like maybe he drank himself away because he fucking felt bad or fell into depression because he couldn't work and provide for his family and stuff like that. I don't know. But so like I have this resentment towards him because he never fucking went to a soccer practice, a wrestling match.
Yeah.
Like nobody in my family. I think one of my brothers went to one of my wrestling matches in my 4 years of wrestling in high school. And that was it. So, you know, it fucking sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm, you know, trying to be a better dad. And sometimes I feel like I'm overdoing it. Like, maybe I'm trying to overcompensate because my dad wasn't there for me how I would have liked for him to be. He was there. Like, he would show up at night at 10, 11 o'clock drunk. Like, one time he fucking showed up and pissed drunk. Like, literally pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, 13. And I just heard keys and I fucking finally opened the door and was like, it was my dad. He's pissed on himself. It was fucking embarrassing, you know? And I'm 13, so I'm like, fuck. So I helped him in and cleaned him up. And it sucked. But so I had a dad in the sense if, you know, he was there.
But he wasn't.
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's, you know, the problem there, you know, it can lead to overcompensation because, you know, now you're like, shit, I remember the way my dad was. There's no way I'm going to be like that with my kids. You know, if I'm drinking, I'm going to make sure I'm good, I'm balanced. And if I'm going to overdrink, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, that the girls are taken care of. Obviously, yeah. You have your wife who's able to do that for you. Mm-hmm. But shit, dude. Yeah. I mean, that leads to a lot of issues. I mean, it's crazy you bring it up because I was, you know, throughout the years. I mean, it's a well-known fact that, you know, I grew up in a home with a single mother.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with my dad. I didn't know about my dad until I was maybe 9 years old. I thought my sibling's dad was my dad for a while. And there's always been like this fucking, you know, this resentment towards him. But it was mostly later on in life when I became a little bit older, like when I was like a teenager up to my early 20s. And it was mostly because, so, you know, it was like, okay, well, why? My questions for me were, why did he leave? You know, why didn't he stay with us? Or why did he never, why didn't he ever, you know, look for me or try to fucking come back and be part of my life? So, you know, all of that shit just fucking, it stays with me. I've never gotten over it.
Sure.
I mostly is more of just putting it kind of in the background and in the putting it in the safe and not letting it come out as much as possible.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But there's times when I'm like, I do think about that shit. And, you know, there's times where I you know, I have siblings on his side and, you know, I'll see my sister, an older sister. She'll put up pictures of her with him and she's like, oh, best dad ever. Happy birthday, dad. Blah, 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 blah.
And you're like, a bullshit.
A bullshit. A bullshit. Motherfucker. And then bullshit. The brother, he'll, you know, kind of do the same shit. But then, but, you know, growing up, I was lucky enough to know the type of father that he was to them.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, a bullshit.
Yeah.
He was a fucking piece of shit to them, too.
Damn.
He was there. But he was a fucking terrible dad. Mm. They, you know, they all had issues. They all had issues with, like, drugs.
Damn.
They all, wow. The brother kind of did the same shit my dad did where he left half of his kids to go be with a different woman.
Oh.
In the same fucking town, kind of.
Damn.
And I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. You know the you have the dad, but you fucking left your kids. So, you know, so my thing has always been if I ever have kids, you know, I ended up with just one with my baby. You know, I make sure that she knows that I'm there for her. I make sure that she knows that I will never fucking leave her. But I don't believe that I overcompensate a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I you know, I'm a little overprotective sometimes, but not like a shit, you know, like not like overly overprotective.
Right.
And it's basically because of, you know, the shit with my dad, you know. So I don't hate him. But I don't have any love for him. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Like I've visited him before. 2 years ago when I visited him, he met my daughter for the first
visited,
time.
Visited, like?
Like, went to Utah where he lives.
Oh, okay.
And visited him. The reason I visited him is because my sister told me, hey, you know, dad has, he's been diagnosed with a terminal disease. He has, they call it white matter in his brain.
Oh, or shit.
So I guess it's non-operational, how do you call it? Yeah. They can't operate it. It's terminal.
Non-operable.
It's terminal. And he's like, you know, he's, you should come and visit, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
sorry. I was like, non-operable. I was like, it's cheaper to register a car, non-operable. But
sorry. $18.
Sorry.
I know, fucking brain shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I'll go visit, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're hanging out, but it's fucking weird. Mm. You know, I'm like, okay, what do I call you? Do I call you by your first name or do I call you dad? And then when I call him dad, I'm like, I feel fucking just weird. I'm like, you're not my fucking dad. You're not my father. What the fuck?
So what did you call him? Just by his name?
No, I said fucking dad. But I felt like this thing in my chest, like,
yeah.
Like, ugh.
It just came out
like,
wrong.
Like, you just got fucked.
Yeah.
You know, like the bad way and shit.
Yeah.
So eventually.
Wait, how would you know that?
I mean, I kind of figured what
a, oh, okay.
what
okay.
a bad fuck would be. But, you know,
just a question.
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, you know, putting something in my butt, that's totally bad, right?
Right, you feel icky.
Yeah. All oh, right. There you go.
I feel icky.
Yeah. So we're talking shit, we're talking about his fucking disease or whatever. And then we started drinking. And then, you know, for the first time in my life, I asked him, where the fuck were you? What happened?
You know, good for you.
What was the thing that kept you from ever fucking trying to find me or trying to be a father? And he's like, well, you know, life got in the way. When I was in El Salvador, you know, I was a teacher. It paid shit. I didn't have any money. And then the Civil War broke out. You know. Remember, you were taking classes how to throw grenades.
Throwing grenades.
Yeah. Right. You know, I at least put you in that, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, but the government was after me, so I had to run.
Fuck.
Yeah, man, which is true.
Yeah.
He was part of that other side of the Civil War right there.
Fuck.
So he had to run. And I'm like, okay, well, you ran. So then, you know, you came to California, and then you left, and you went to Utah. So what happened after that? Well, you know, just life got in the way, and things, you know, this, this, and that. So, okay, so just life got in the way. That's it. Like, yeah, unfortunately, that's just how it
damn.
Happened. You're like, you know, you have to remember that, you know, I came from a different life. I didn't have my father, myself. So the fact that you didn't have your father, that didn't make you think maybe I should be there for my son.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, we talked about it. In his eyes, we hashed it out. So I was kind of like the flavor of the month for maybe 6 months. You're like, hey, son, how are you? How's your daughter doing?
Yeah, this and that.
But I'm always very short. You know, for me, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Sure.
So I'm like, oh, you know, we're good. She's good. Oh, thank you for asking. How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then after a few months, it's like, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm used to. It's not a problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a problem, but it's not something that I think about
it doesn't
every day.
Impact you yeah, now yeah, exactly. in your day to day.
So I guess, you know, again, for the listeners that have been reaching out and talking about how, you know, they're kind of in the same situation or they're in a situation where they didn't know about the father until maybe later, way later on in their life. And they're wondering, a lot of them wonder, why didn't they look for them? And again, it's unfortunate, but sometimes they move on, you know, life, you know, they have another family, they have another wife. And, you know, it depends, you know, is the wife or the family of that wife, are they willing to take you? Are they willing to accept you? And for the most part, they're not. Mm. You know, you have to look at, you know, what are the ages of the siblings that they're on that side? Are they the same age as you? Are they older? Are they younger? All of that shit plays into it. You know, is there inheritance you have to do that they're trying to protect? Mm. Are you going to go there and try to fucking claim some fucking inheritance? You know, there's a lot of greed, a lot of, you know, issues like that as well.
Unfortunately.
Yep. And, you know, for you guys, just if you have kids, you know, a lot of you have kids, just be there for your kids. You know, try to not let the what history has provided you with your fathers, you know, make you make the same decision. You know, do the opposite. Be there for your kids. Take care of them.
Don't normalize what happened to you.
Well,
yeah.
Well, in essence, figure out what you wanted as a relationship with your parents. And then try to give that to your kids.
See, that was my mentality. And when I said earlier that I feel like I'm overcompensating, like I changed jobs a year ago to be closer to home so that I could go to every practice. I could even coach my daughter and be at every game. And that's like, it's been wonderful, but that's not the reality for everybody, right? If you can be at the games, that's great. But if, you know, to make it to every practice and to even be the volunteer coach,
yeah,
that's like above and beyond. So that's what I'm saying. Like I'm overcompensating.
I don't think that's overcompensating. Because I think that's you just being able to do it. You know,
because my daughter, what she told my wife, she goes, Mom, it's just because I don't like when Dad yells at me at practice.
Well, stop yelling at her.
Well, it's because she was playing goalie, and I used to play goalie. So then I like would give her tips and stuff, and then. But then I have to remember, like, fuck, she's only 7.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's not competitive soccer.
She can't dive for balls, bro.
No. I've never won her diving for balls. But
no, right. No, wait, not like that.
She can't. She can't. When the ball's like the fucking forward is coming and the ball kicks a little too far ahead for himself, and I like tell her like go after it now, go get it before they get to it again. Uh-huh. And sometimes she's late on her reaction, so then.
They get scored. She gets scored on.
And, yeah. and then that's when she gets frustrated with me. It's like, oh, Dad, it's because you told me to go, but I waited. So it's just like, all right, you know what? So, you know, my new job is just kind of like, I might not have the same time to like be at every practice, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with that. Like, as long as I can be at the games and stuff like that,
yeah,
I think that's cool. Cause you know, like I said, my dad never went to any of my games. My mom never went to any of my games either. But you know what helped me get over my dad issues was
my mom never went to my games either. The fuck?
Damn.
You had games?
Yeah. The fuck?
I'm just saying.
I played sports.
Oh, okay.
What the hell? Lame. He played baseball and football.
Baseball and football.
The fuck?
Jerky.
The hell?
Fuck, so judgmental, man.
I know.
I've never seen any pictures. That's all.
No.
That's all I'm
Prove
saying.
It. Prove it. He's saying.
They're in Riverside.
Okay.
I got to go find them. They're in my mom's house.
But you know what helped me get over my dad thing? Because my dad, he was there, but like not there. But I just remember him always fucking giving us like kick knowledge to us. And like he would, in the morning, he would fucking get up and he would hustle because he would go and fucking get up early and go collect his bottles and cans and shit like that. And he would always tell us, like, si quieres tener buena fama, que no te des sol en la cama, right? Get mm-hmm. your ass up early and go fucking put in a good day's work. Mm-hmm. So, like, stuff like that he would tell us, and it stuck with me as I got older. So, but what I ended up doing to help me get over all my shit and a lot of my issues was I took the journaling, man. I got, like, a good 7 journals in my garage.
Oh, nice.
Of, like, from the time I was 18, I just started journaling. And fucking, I just poured my heart out in the journals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't give a shit about spelling or grammar or none of that shit. And then I would just write about random things. And the next thing you know, I'm like 7 pages in of like deep shit. And then I go back and read it. Yeah. I go back and read it and I like reflect on it and think differently on it. Cause like your dad said, times are different. He has to fucking flee a country in the Civil War. You know what I mean?
And I mean, I think he used it as an excuse, but
yeah, I think so too.
But I do think he did have to run. He was gonna get killed. Right. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, think of the opposite. Had he stayed and been there with you, and then got caught and killed, would you then be upset with him because he didn't flee?
No,
he was there for you, but at least you know he stayed, and now he's dead, but he at least stayed.
Well, I would have known because I was 1 year, I was three, you know.
But right. you would have been throwing grenades at a 5th grade level.
Yeah.
If he yeah. Stay you know, I probably would have been, you know, a lot better. A lot better. My range would have been better. My precision.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But that helped me a lot. Is journaling and just like talking about everything. My mom, my dad, my siblings, all that shit. Everything. And it helped a lot. It helped a lot.
Man, this shit's crazy. Jericho doesn't relate, man.
No, he doesn't.
He grew up with a dad that fucking took care of him and
fucking worked, fucking worked, job.
And talked to him about his male part and shit.
Yeah, he gave him beats. You guys had the birds and bees talk and everything?
I had to figure out what the fuck my penis was, man.
I was scared, like, you know, I'm not circumcised. So I was like, what the fuck is my head at? Yeah.
What is this elephant trunk?
What the fuck is this extra skin doing here?
You know what's funny about, you know, about the listeners that I've been talking to? There's always a sister that's trying to keep everybody together. Oh. Like for me, I have the same shit. I have my sister. She's older, and she's always trying to get everybody together.
Mm.
But I'm like, you don't realize how broken this fucking family is, right? I mean, are you oblivious or what's happening? But she doesn't get it. She wants everyone to be together. Da 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 da. There's another brother that fucking completely fucking just, you know, left everybody. He's like, well, he's never been there for me. So why the fuck would I even care that he's dying?
Damn.
And she was talking shit about him to me, and I told her, you know what? Honestly, he's fucking right. I feel the same fucking way. But my heart is usually a little bit better than others and shit. So I will accept that he's dying, and I will accept that he's my father, and I will accept going to go visit him so he can meet my daughter at least one time.
Yeah.
But he's fucking right. He hasn't been there. So, you know, I know he's dying. But I don't care, kind of.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. You know?
Sure.
I'm like, okay.
Well, can you guys at least accept that we all are human? We all make mistakes.
No.
I'm perfect, bitch.
No. We all make mistakes.
Yes,
man.
Of course. Yes, of course.
No, yeah, like even now, like I know you guys are great fathers and you guys are there for your kids. And
shit, I make mistakes all the time. All right.
There's mistakes. And these are mistakes that either you don't know or you overlook or, you know, like.
Well, now you do.
but once it comes to the forefront,
mm-hmm.
you realize it and then you try to fix them, right?
Yeah.
And then there's also, like, if we go back to your parents, it was a different time. Maybe yeah. they didn't know that they were making mistakes. Maybe they was normal for them.
And they were kids. Right. They were young. You know what I mean? Yeah. Think back to, you know, when you're 24.
24. 23. I was still fucking dumb. What were you doing at 24?
Fucking throwing rocks on my neighbor, Bobby Joyner.
Exactly. It wasn't as simple as it yeah. used to. I mean, come on, man. Like, they made mistakes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no, yeah,
and they were young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah, that's right. And then right? that's why we became that's why we got born,
you right
know, full of cum. They had to pump it out,
right? And in your case, your dad was still at home, but you know, like, unfortunately for Barlow's, man, like, it hurts that you didn't have a childhood with a father.
Well, see, let me clarify. We were born in Mexico.
Okay.
So my dad, he was home when we all came to the United States,
right?
But from the time, and my older sisters, they've told me, like, my sister was born, then he'd come to the United States. Mm-hmm. And then he 2 years later, he went back to Zacatecas. Fuck my mom. Come back. And then
another child.
Uh-huh. And then, like, it was like just to go back home, bust a nut, and then come back to the United States. So he wasn't there because he was working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but the fucked up part is that, like, you know, I asked my mom about it, and she's like, no, he never fucking sent money back.
Whoa.
He never sent money back. Yeah. So it was shit like that. Like, my mom, the reason why she brought us all here is because when my older sister, when she was 12, my dad brought my sister at 12 to fucking work.
Oh.
To work at like, in Anaheim, at those, like, grimy ass, you know.
Factories and shit? Or
like, no, like the hotels where Johns go and take their girls and shit.
Oh, God.
They go, and, you know, and then, like, clean up.
Hell no.
Clean up those hotels and just to work. So she was 12 years old. Like, fuck.
Holy
12, 13.
It's my daughter's age. I can't believe. Fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, my sister, she tells me she remembers when she left that she was crying because, you know, we're exactly 10 years apart. So I was 2 when my dad brought her. So, and she would practice. She was changing my diaper. She fed me. She was like my mom because at 10 years old, you fucking practically know what, you know, you're practically a woman over there, right? Because
yeah.
you know how to clean. You know how to cook. You know how to fucking do all kinds of shit. So while my mom was working. So my dad, my mom finally brought the rest of us here because she was like, well, fuck, we're going to fucking die of hunger here mm-hmm. in Zacatecas. If we don't get to the United States, we're not going to have a chance.
Shit.
So she brought us all here. Mm-hmm. And my dad was pissed that she brought us all because now he had a bunch of more mouths to feed.
Mm. God damn, yeah. man.
So when my mom told me all that shit, I was like, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, you fucking selfish bastard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like he was really selfish.
And to this day, he's selfish. Like, to this day, he's like, he won't call me to check, hey, how's your daughter? How's my, you know, my grandson? How's your wife? He'll call me and be like, chavo, necesito $50. And I'll be like, motherfucker.
Voy a la Figueroa.
You know, but vaya Wendover. He's going to Wendover to Nevada to fucking go gamble, right?
Oh.
Or like, fucking his tire blew out and he needs a new tire. Like, random shit like that. So, like, if he's already asked all my other siblings in Utah, he'll fucking finally call me and get some money.
God damn.
And it fucking sucks. Yeah. And he's selfish as fucking, and, you know, it is what it is. But the journaling helped me get over all that shit. And then he also was diagnosed with cancer in 2010 or so. So that changed. But, like, when that happened, like, I went and I fucking asked him all these hardcore questions. Yeah. And he didn't know direct answers. It was just really like, times were different. You don't understand. Like, your mom pointed you guys all against me and she made it seem one way. And I'm just like, well, none of you are giving me a fucking, at least my mom gave us a clear answer. You're just fucking beating around the bush.
Mm-hmm. Did it help you when you asked him all these questions and getting these answers?
He didn't give me all the answers. It was my siblings, my older siblings that gave me more of the answers, and my, like, uncles and aunts and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, he won't give you a direct answer.
He won't give me a direct answer, no.
Because he was fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's what probably hurts the most, mm-hmm. when somebody is looking straight in your eye and either lying to you or not telling you anything. Like saying, oh, I can't remember. Oh, it was a different time. Like, those aren't real answers. Right.
No.
You know?
No.
Yeah, my dad, the same shit. He was like, oh, you know, different times. But, you know, at the same time, he was still going back to El Salvador, visiting and shit. You know, he was still around the family that he knew when he was with my mom. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and he knew she was in back, you know, she was in L.A. at the time. And I was back in L.A. So he knew all that shit. Mm. So,
Yeah. But you guys are doing better, right?
No.
No.
I'd like to think so. I mean, I'll find out in fucking 20 years. My daughter's older. I know. My son's older. And
we'll see. Hopefully she's not working in Figueroa.
No, 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 no.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast. You are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right, get the fuck out of here.
Let's go.
Oh, man. Don't pass up a blowjob. Fucking Shomar, goddammit. Do it, bro.
He ain't gonna do it.
Shomar, you're missing out, man.
Well, you know what? He's probably not here because he's trying.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you never know.
You never know.
He might be. Peer pressure's a bitch.
Yeah, well, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I mean, like, once you get an idea in your head, you don't stop until you do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how we were with kids. But I don't know. I hope he sees trying right now. And he has his girlfriend with him, so she's probably trying to help
him.
Yeah,
exactly. You know?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully she's good for something.
Right. It's not gay if it's a girl's in the room, right?
Girl's in the room.
There you go.
No,
nothing gay about getting a blowjob.
No.
From your own mouth.
No. Now, if you got a blowjob from another guy, is that gay?
That's totally gay.
Oh, that is
gay. But you're getting a blowjob.
No.
I thought we said the rule was you never turn down a blowjob.
From a woman.
Oh, okay. We didn't clarify that.
The hell?
We didn't clarify that.
The fuck?
Saying, man.
Well, now you know.
I know.
Okay.
Let's clarify.
Don't, after we start recording, not offer me a blowjob. Because I'm going to say yes. Oh, man. With that said, fellas, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh.
Hey, fun episode. We had some serious topics today, but. The whole, you know, fucking growing up is a fucking bitch, man. And to answer your question about are we doing good, I'm fucking doing great. I have life, I have education, I have a job, I have my beautiful daughter that I fucking love to death, and, you know, I'm just, you know, living my life to be the best that I can for her. And
you have good friends.
And I have, you know, good food and stuff.
Wait, come on. Good friends.
I have, friends are good.
Wait, if I recall from last week's episode, McTorris didn't show up to your daughter's birthday party.
No, he
and
wanted
And he didn't send the card.
Right.
I would qualify that as a not good friend.
No. Well, I mean, come on.
That's a negative.
He was at his cousin's
That's
party.
A demerit. That's a demerit.
No, he was nearby, but he was with his cousin's party.
He could have sent a card.
Well, he could have sent a card.
Post office works.
You know, it's easy now. You know, online, you just go digital code.
Couple clicks.
True. You know, couple clicks here and
okay,
there.
I click, clear.
Yep.
I see what you're saying.
You can go on Amazon right now and fucking get a hand job on Figueroa on Amazon.
No, you can't.
You could send gift cards.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
You could. Figueroa.com.
No.
But yes, I do have great friends.
Oh, see, now you acknowledge.
You know, some of them can be annoying sometimes. Like today, I had to fucking call them out.
No.
But, you know, it's okay. But, you know, my friends are fucking great too, man. I fucking love them. You know, I've known these motherfuckers for fucking ever, man.
He doesn't show it, but he loves it.
Bullshit. I don't show it.
No.
You know, mine is tough love, though.
See, no, we don't need tough love.
Yes, you do. Some of y'all do. Shit. Man, fuck, man, we got to get out of here.
Yes, let's go.
Zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
All right, hey, fellas, thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure, and I hope that you guys enjoyed that pizza from Pizza Mania.
Oh, yeah.
With the well done. You got to ask for the crust, well done.
We were talking about pizza,
yes.
Pizza Mania pizza last week.
Now I know. I've never had well done
pizza.
Now I know it's fucking delicious.
It is.
Pizza Mania on Whittier, the city of Whittier.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious.
It is a really good pizza, bro. And they add enough marinara so where you can taste it, and it's really good. The cheese isn't overpowering. It's fucking delicious, bro.
I usually have to ask for extra marinara sauce from like Domino's and shit.
Fuck that. You gotta ask for it well done. Oh, it's fucking the best.
Hell yeah.
The best. So, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. To all the lady fellas. Yes, that's right. Lady fellas as well. This is Chavo. I'm married, but still. Shout out to the lady fellas.
Chavo, the alternate fella.
Yes. So if you need a man in your life, call him the alternate.
And this week on TV shows, it's called Winning Time. It's the Lakers Magic Johnson fucking show.
Oh, is it season 2 out?
Season 2's out.
Yes.
It's up to episode 2 now. And it's pretty fucking good, man.
Season one was fucking awesome.
Season one was eye-opening, bro. Yeah. They revealed a lot of shit that is probably true. I know this is like a dramatization.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment. But I think a lot of these stories have a little bit of truth in it. And especially the Showtime room. What do we call it? The after party?
Yeah.
At the forum?
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it. Forum after dark or some shit. I don't know what they call it. But they showed a lot of that in season one and a little bit in season two. So we'll see what happens in Lakerland.
All right.
In season two, man. It's pretty good so far. It's two episodes. So you guys will like it.
I have a quick recommendation.
Oh.
It's Twisted Metal.
The game? The video
series.
Game?
The series.
The series.
It's on Peacock, though.
Uh-huh.
So It's on the Superbox.
You gotta find a way to get it. But, you know, if you have Peacock, I think it's only like $2 a month or some shit. But Twisted Metal is actually kind of a campy fucking type of TV series. But you know what? After like the first three episodes, you kind of get into it. And it's like, oh, okay. And then they have a surprise for what season two is gonna bring. But I'm not gonna say it, but it's cool.
All right.
I recommend it. Yeah.
Twisted Metal. That was an old video game, wasn't it?
It takes it back all the way to PS1.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, that's right.
The fucking clown and shit.
Yeah, bro. Crashing to each other.
Yeah. Twisted Metal with the guns.
This was PlayStation part.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there were three games.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys check that out, man. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or again. Have to protect your behind.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Lugar secreto, unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. piden perdón, ni tampoco disculpas. No tienen pelos en